From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Saudi Arabia says a five-day ceasefire will be in effect in Yemen beginning on May 12th. Foreign Minister Abdel Al-Jubeir made the announcement in Paris, where the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers were meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The talks on Friday focused on Yemen and Iran and were aimed at laying the groundwork for a White House summit with Gulf leaders next month. Saudi Arabia has been leading a campaign of airstrikes against the Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen. Speaking from Paris, Secretary Kerry said that a ceasefire is not enough. Tehran is believed to be providing support to the rebels. Meantime, President Barack Obama continued his push on Friday for international trade deals during a visit to the headquarters of Nike in the western state of Oregon. President Obama is asking Congress to grant him fast-track trade negotiating power through what's called the Trade Promotion Authority Bill. For its part, Nike says it will create 10,000 jobs in the U.S. if the agreement is approved by Congress. The bill is opposed by many of Mr. Obama's usual allies in the labor and environmental movements and a number of his fellow Democrats in Congress. This is VOA. A helicopter crash in northern Pakistan has killed at least seven people, including ambassadors to Pakistan from the Philippines and from Norway, as well as the wives of the ambassadors of Malaysia and Indonesia. Officials say the helicopter crash landed Friday in the Naltar Valley. The crash was caused by mechanical problems. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says he will form a new government after his Conservative Party secured a majority in Thursday's parliamentary vote, defying pre-election polls predicting a narrow outcome. Mr. Cameron has won a new five-year term in office, and that is going to be starting soon. The U.S. says it is now training moderate Syrian rebels to fight against Islamic State militants on the ground in Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter told reporters Thursday that 90 highly vetted individuals began training in a secure location, which he did not disclose. The announcement of the Obama administration's increased support of the moderate opposition in Syria comes a day after President Bashar al-Assad promised a crowd on Martyrs' Day in Syria that government troops will regain control of areas now run by rebel forces. The U.S. chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, says Mr. Assad may want to rethink his strategy. He said that he has seen that things are not going well for Mr. Assad and that he needs to return to the negotiating table. The U.S. has targeted Islamic State opponents and militants in Syria with airstrikes, but has not attacked Syrian forces. The U.S. military is increasing security at bases around the country. The U.S. Northern Command said the move was due to concern that Islamic State militants could target troops or police officers. The U.S. Northern Command has suggested that the move was due to recent events, but stressed the change is not tied to a specific credible threat. The command said it shares FBI concerns about potential threats posed by homegrown violent extremists. On Thursday, FBI Director James Comey said there might be thousands of Islamic State followers online in the United States. A few months ago, bilateral relations between Turkey and Russia were on the upswing, buoyed by a close bond between their two presidents. But now there's speculation a serious rift is developing between the two countries, although powerful economic ties remain a unifying force. Fueling the speculation, President Vladimir Putin's backing of Armenia's genocide claims against Turkey, along with Ankara's refusal to attend Moscow's World War II commemorations, and intensifying rhetoric on both sides. Ankara has been engaged in a diplomatic war of words with Moscow since Mr. Putin's comments last month backing Yerevan's claims that Ottoman Turkey committed genocide against its Armenian minority. And Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan joined many Western leaders in staying away from Russian celebrations marking the end of the Second World War. The Second World War and in Europe, VE Day, was celebrated today in the United States. This is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.